Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for all things Chamber, simply go to the DurangoBusiness.org website. Look up what we got. I do want to remind everybody, coming up, we do have the Eggs and Issues, which will be September 7th, so make sure you get registered for that. Here with Dennis Dempsey with Choice Athletics. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Jack?
You know, I am doing fantastic, and I had a great time at your facility.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you coming by and giving us an opportunity here to be on the radio and get the word out about our new facility.
Absolutely. Now, you're located in Grandview. How would you best describe your location?
Well, it's kind of tricky to find. We're past, you know, ABC Self-Storage, but not as far as the Fun Center. So those are like our two main marquees. You know, we're right there on the south side of US Highway 160. We share a driveway with S&S Construction, so you got to find us all the way down the road.
Yeah, well, but, and it's you can see it from the highway, and it's those. There's like three new buildings that were built on, like you say, the south side of the highway.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And our building was brand new. It was just built early this year. It got finished, so we just jumped on it and got in as quick as we could. So still working on signs.
Yeah. Now you know I'm gonna call it are they three batting cages, for a lack of words, but I don't know if that's what's the technical term for them?
I mean, technically we are an indoor training facility, but when I say that, most people are like, well, what's that, a gym? You know, we're working out, what are we doing? But no, right now the best description is we are currently a batting cage, because we do have, you know, a batting cage, like the outdoor style batting cages, the automated pitching machine that throws to you, like the old coin operated ones. But we do have two other training tunnels that allow us to be more flexible in what you're doing. You can do pitching, you can do, you know, hitting as well, like a batting cage. You can work on tee work. We give you the opportunity to choose what your workout program is going to be.
Yeah, and so, yeah, when you say the batting tunnel, I think of something that you can't see out with it. It's netting. It's not, yeah. So, I mean, when I think of tunnel, I think of your enclosure, which you have the enclosed netting around, and you can adjust the pitching speed, the type of pitch. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So our system, the way we have it, like you said, we got netting. So we've got 39 feet by 70 feet of netting, and it's also turfed. So we have that, and each one of our tunnels can be either opened up to spread the whole thing out or divided into the three tunnels that we have that are 13 feet by 70. Each of those tunnels are equipped with the manual pitching machines. They're Jugs BP3 machines that can change speeds from 40 all the way up to 90 miles per hour.
Wow.
So yeah, real careful as you get up in speed, you know, you change the it gets tricky. It's fast. It's a lot of fun, but it can be very dangerous too. So always wear helmets and protective gear when we're in there.
Right.
But yeah, you absolutely can come in. Now, like I said, we have those machines, but you don't have to use them. We do have standard pitching mounds too that we slide over, move down. So you can really work on your art of pitching for either baseball or fast pitch softball.
Okay.
So we're not just baseball only, you know, and we're trying to work into other sports too, because all the equipment can be moved out of the way. And then you have that 13 foot by 70 foot long tunnel to do whatever sport training you need to do.
Oh, okay. So flexibility, obviously, the space can be utilized in a variety of ways.
Yeah, anything you really want to do. If you're looking for an indoor space, out of the weather, just even do cardio, you want to do your ladders, you want to do cones, you want to do whatever, we are there and flexible enough to get you what you need. You know, we don't have every sports equipment available. Mm-hmm. We don't have a, you know, soccer goal. It's 26 feet wide. That's pretty big. Yeah. It doesn't quite fit in our space. But if you got a practice net you're hitting in, or kicking into, you can do that. Lacrosse, we're smaller nets, smaller areas. You can still work on those as well. So definitely not just baseball, not just a batting cage. It's a training facility that's year-round open for as many sports as we can accommodate.
Right. And so at Choice Athletics, then, what are your hours? Do you have standard hours, or how does it work for someone to come in?
Yeah, so we are open 11 to 8 every day except for Sunday. Sunday we do close a little early, 6 o'clock, just so I can go home.
Right. You got to have a life outside of there, right?
Yeah, I got to see my family sometimes.
And with that, how do people know if it's available, or do they pre-sign up, kind of like make a reservation? How does that work?
Yeah, so we're trying to definitely get everybody to create their account, do an online booking system so they know ahead of time, they can look at the schedule and see if one of the tunnels is open. also to see, you know, if the golf simulator game room is available too.
Now we'll be talking about that.
Just want to drop that one in there. But yeah, absolutely. So if you go to our main website at choiceathletics.com, on the main page, just keep scrolling down. It's got instructions on how to create an account, where you go to find everything at. Also, a couple of links to the Member Me Plus app that we use for our registration, for our online booking.
Right. So now, you mentioned the golf simulator. Now, I had fun shooting the aliens. But talk about the simulator, because it has golf. It has a shooting arcade. It had horseshoe. I mean, it's got tons of interactive, and that screen is so cool. It's huge.
Yeah, we kind of went over the top with that one a little bit. It is a full-on high-definition golf simulator, 55 pro courses, multiple driving range, chipping, putting, practice. We got between 6 to 8 cameras you can use to actually re-see and do all your swing analysis, weight analysis, everything. But it also, with our 16-foot by 10-foot curved screen, has a huge 30-plus games of arcades. Like you're saying, you shoot your aliens, you can do bowling, we've got hockey, you got archery, the list goes on and on and on. There's also baseball in there too.
Work in the baseball, yeah.
Yeah, we cover all as many sports and as much fun as we have. And those are, like I said, even for just a half hour, we're gonna go in, have some fun. That's how we kind of just have it sitting there ready for anybody that wants to do whatever.
Well, and I want to point out too, so not only for athletes, athletic teams to come into Choice Athletics, but birthday party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We definitely host birthday parties, corporate parties, things like that. It's, you know, 50-50 on whether you get the whole facility or you rent just the golf and game room. You can absolutely do that. I mean, we've even got people come in doing a date night. They come in and they just spend an hour hanging out. You know, we can have food, drinks, as long as you keep it off the turf areas.
Sure.
It's not a problem. You go in, you have the room to yourself, and you enjoy your time, you know, playing any game for a couple minutes. You can easily switch between games, or if you're big into golf, you can easily golf. If you're not good at golf, you can golf there where nobody sees you.
And that's definitely what I could use. So, and I like the idea of a date night and just kind of that, you know, that challenge and just go and have some fun and, you know, go by there and enjoy. You know, one thing we talked about too is I have a board of directors, and I said, would you be able to do a board retreat, something kind of fun and different for many of the nonprofits in our area?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can hold up to at 25 people roughly in the whole facility. We've had entire baseball teams in there. We've had a large assortment of people in there just hanging out. Like I said, with the birthday parties, we've got tables, foods. We can shut it down. And with our hours, we're pretty flexible. You know, we jump online and let everybody know if we're closed for an event. You know, check it out on Facebook or Instagram.
Sure.
But yeah, absolutely. Just to come in and do some camaraderie, team building, you know, all that stuff for a couple of hours is a great, great option for people.
Oh, and you can advise to those out there listening, make sure you let the board of directors win. You got to let them win because, you know, you beat them and then that could come back on your evaluation later. No, I'm kidding. But now, if somebody wanted to say, all right, I want to come in, I want to work out a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, do you have like memberships or pay-as-you-go? How does that work?
We do both, actually. You can do either a punch pass style or you can do individual drop-ins or, which we highly recommend, the monthly memberships. And we got a variety of them. I mean, they go from a one-month term, so you do your 1 month, you try it out. You don't ever have to worry about getting billed again. We've got a 6 month term, and that goes for 6 months. It bills you whatever level you decided to buy in at, and it stops after 6 months. Or we got a 12 month term, and does the same thing. 12 months, you don't have to worry about being billed after the 12 months, calling to cancel. It's done. You're done. You can restart at any time. We're happy to help you upgrade to. You can start with a 1 month and then go to your 6 month, or, you know, increase the different levels for the amount of times you're going to rent the area, the amount of credits you get for the automated pitching machine, you know, those type of things. And it's completely flexible. And again, everything is on the website at Choice Athletics. Just go to memberships or pricing.
Right. Well, and you can customize it too. It sounds like, you know, and it's so nice, Dennis, that you're there to work with the individual and, you know, and also the coaches and say, all right, well, what is your team looking to do? Because you're also a coach.
Yeah, I coached youth baseball in Bayfield for about 6 years. My son's a 12U team now, you know, up to 12U, I should say, since he was in T-ball. So I've coached for years. You know, I played. I've been here in Durango since 88, playing back at, you know, Old Timers Field, things like that. So it's like I know what it's like here and how much we've needed a facility like this. So, yeah, we're definitely here to help the athletes. We're not trying to be, you know, hugely profitable. It's not a, you know, it is a business. But our prices are actually fairly cheap and fairly affordable for getting teams and players in there. You know, you don't have to be want to be a professional athlete to come in and just get better.
Sure.
You know, you don't have to be a dedicated family where you're traveling all the time. You can be a rec player, come in and just have fun. You can be a rec softball player, come in and hit off the slow pitch machine. Like, those are things you can do just to get better or get a little exercise too.
Right, right. Well, and it just also, I think it's good for the mental floss, is like I call it, just to get away from the rat race of life, so to speak. Go in there and hit a ball, take out frustrations, and have, you know, have some fun with it.
Yeah, I definitely do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then I'm curious, you know, you mentioned, you know, you are a business, and then this is a need that's been in Durango for a long time. People have been asking for this, and walk me through that process of, you know, getting it open. And, you know, was that, you know, seamless? Or, you know, any hiccups along the way, things that you go, man, yeah, we've got this, but we we're going to expand someday. We could do that.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of hiccups, a lot of hard work, a lot of planning out, a lot of research. You know, during my 6 years of coaching youth baseball, I heard everybody, you know, like tons of parents would come to me like, man, somebody should do this. We should do this. We talked about it. Now that we're open, I've heard tons of parents coming in like, hey, me and so-and-so, we were looking at trying to build this, but it was so hard. We couldn't quite get it figured out, you know? So a lot of the challenges we had were finding a building that would fit us at was up to speed to where we didn't have to invest a ton of money on rebuilding something. We're renting.
Right.
The cost of actually buying a building, as everybody knows, land in Durango is not cheap.
Right.
So one of the reasons we're in Grandview,
yep.
you know, we happen to get lucky there with the building being built for another client, and then we just share half of it. But
yeah,
it took us 2.5 years of planning, development, looking at buildings, checking out the different prices, different sizes, adjusting the floor plan, the layout, what equipment we're going to use, the tunnels we're going to use, and then working through the planning to process, you know, like, okay, we're this, we got to change the type of, you know, this is what this building was permitted for. We're going to change the use. So now we have to go through that process, you know, building and construction and timing of weather, you know, the owner of the building, he ran into some problems even building the building before us. So it's like, okay, that put delays in it. So all those things were definitely in there, but they all worked out, you know, took some extra little hiccups to get over, little bumps to climb, and
well,
you know,
if,
we were good
if
to
it
go.
Was easy, everybody would do it.
Right. Well, and that's nobody really wants to know the hard work that went into it.
Right.
That details. We were in there till 11 o'clock, putting our own turf down. You know, I had my dad in there. We were helping, you know, do the drywall, the spackling, all that stuff, whatever we could, just to
some sweat equity
deadlines.
In there.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, again, Choice Athletics, located in Grandview. Yep. What's your physical address?
It is 29444 E160.
Okay.
If you use that address, it should get you there. If you use East 160 or anything like that, or Highway 160, it'll definitely take you in a roundabout way down to like different roads. So definitely make sure you're kind of getting to us. We're, like I said, look for that ABC self-storage sign. Past that, where the next driveway is.
Right. That's an easy way of looking at it. Just just east of the turnoff to go into Three Springs. But again, it's on the south side of the highway, and you can't miss it when you're heading up there. Now, you have a are you going to be doing open house, anything coming up?
Yeah, so we're planning our grand opening or open house on September 9th. It's going to be open pretty much all day for the public to come in. I'm not going to charge anybody to do anything. Just test the stuff out, play in the tunnels, hit a drive off the golf tee, actually hit the ball into the screen. Like, I know people are a little afraid of that, but you hit the ball 150 miles into that screen, it goes 220 yards, you know, or do bowling or horseshoes, any of the fun game stuff.
Yeah.
Take some swings at the softball machine, you know, just kind of get everybody familiar with it and have people in. We've got plenty of people that are, you know, familiar with the system that'll come in and be showing everybody around and doing stuff. Maybe we'll do a small home run derby or something like that too,
sure,
off the Hittrax machine. So
yeah, and it's so much fun. I invite people to come in and just, you know, come by, stop by, sign up, check it out at choiceathletics.com.
Yep.
And you have all the information on there, and stop by, and you gave me a great tour, and I'm sure you'd be open to, you know, walking others through it.
Oh, yeah. Don't feel like you have to actually, like, have a membership and buy something to come in and check it out. You can come in and check it out, see what it's like first. We can talk about everything. I can walk you through everything, show you a tour. it doesn't matter. We're happy to have people just come in, enjoy it, and have fun here.
And you do have extra slow motion pitching, right?
Oh, yeah.
For me?
Mm-hmm. We can get all the way down to 35 miles an hour for baseball.
Oh, I was thinking.
Comes in nice.
T-ball?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's 50 feet. We have tees.
All right.
We have tees and L-screens for everybody's safety and fun, yeah.
I could use that again. What's your website?
It's choiceathletics.com.
Dennis, thanks for coming in.
No, thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
We're going to send back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.